Let me begin now with a process which we call the entelechy, getting in touch with your essential high self, getting in touch with your higher guidance. The word entelechy is a Greek word. It's one that Aristotle used when he said, it is the entelechy of an acorn to be an oak tree. And we might add, it's the entelechy of a baby to be a grown-up human being. It's the entelechy of you to really realize your higher purpose and your higher destiny. But for that, you need higher guidance. And what I have found in my work with so many thousands of people all over the world that is essentially everyone has access to this entelechy, to this high self, to this higher guidance. Think of the entelechy as yourself as if you'd had 1,000 years to really develop, to do your human homework. So let's begin. If you're in a place where you can stand up, that would be good. If not, just sit down. But I'm going to ask you to put your hands in front of you, patty cake style. And would you do that, please? And now breathe into those hands. And I want you to imagine, and for the next few minutes, accept as if it is true, that standing opposite you, or sitting opposite you, is your own high self, your entelechy, your higher purpose, the part of you that gives you your deepest purposes and reasons for being, your higher guidance. And with your hands out, would you imagine and accept that it is true for the time being, that this entelechy is placing her, his, its hands right next to yours? Yes, breathe into that place. You might even imagine that you were feeling something tingling and a little electricity, a subtle touch, whatever it is. But now begin to gain a sense of the presence of this entelechy who is looking upon you with so much love. Knows your failings, knows your triumphs, knows who and what you are, loves you unconditionally. Your dear, dear friend, your high self. And this high self touching your hands is looking upon you with so much affirmation, loving, nurturing, encouraging. You can feel yourself perhaps becoming even warm from this great, loving feeling that is emanating from this high self, what we're calling the entelechy, to you. And know yourself to be not only so very deeply loved, but, oh, my friends, being cherished, being nurtured. You're being nurtured, you're being nourished by this great loving friend who knows your higher destiny, who holds you in such wonder and astonishment, who loves you so very, very, very much. So receiving now this gift of affirmation, of encouragement, of deep loving from the one who sees and knows your potentials and is beginning to juice them, call them into being, evoke, charge you, ignite you with your higher capacities, with your higher being. And you begin to feel this and know that from this moment forth, and if you would continue this exercise, standing or sitting with your hands out and feeling this deep, deep empowerment from the entelechy, who from this moment forth we're going to call the friend, capital F, the friend, the great friend, who is loving, nurturing, empowering, igniting, sustaining, deepening, and even evolving you. And beginning from this moment forth to help you find the appropriate paths, persons, opportunities, events, ways of being to live according to your higher destiny, your higher self. And try practicing this every day, if you will, please. Because as you begin to enter into this relationship, it will grow as any strong friendship grows by attention. Remember, whatever you appreciate, appreciates. And in so many of the great mystery schools, we find this calling forth of this high self as the great companion, as the one who accompanies you into your deeper life, the entelechy.